enjoy the life. You know, they, they see that, you know, I mean, you see the result all the time. See, so anyway, here, so, you know, so you see, one poor person, one very poor person offered medicine and drink. Okay, one very poor person offered medicine and drink to a poor monk. Okay, to a poor monk, and then to a poor monk. This is not a special. It doesn't say special. Arhato or higher monk, okay? Just ordinary monk. So, next life, this person, this poor person who offered just medicine drink for a monk, next life, this person was born extremely powerful king, wealthy, unbelievably powerful king in India, I think called Kashika or something like that, maybe the place there. So, that the cause was just drink for a monk. That's it, you know? Buddha explained the karma there, you see. So now, get to understand this one, how powerful it is, the result, you know, karma is something, hardly anything, just means drink, you see, drink, poor monk, but the result just amazing, more powerful, wealthy, powerful, the king, you know. So anyway, so now, listen here, you see the, how's that? It explained in the Tibet of Jemi, Chage Do, the Sutra of the Mudra, developing the power of devotion. The Buddha explained that, you know, to you make offering. You make offering to whom? Arahatas, solitaries, arahatas, okay? There's arahatas here, listener, and solitaries are arahatas, okay? Solitaries, arahatas, okay? The, how many arahatas? So this is not just ordinary monk. So arahatas, who complete the five paths, you know, and remove delusion and karma, okay? So now they, how many arahatas? Equivalent number of the atoms. Say the maybe the atoms or the dust, you know, of the universes. Okay, universes. Now, how long? So, how long make offering for eons? How many eons? Equivalent number of the sand grains. Equivalent number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. How many eons? Equivalent number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. Now here, sand grain, here in the benefits of bodhicitta, and it might be same thing here, it is said in Papanga, great enlightened Papanga's in notes, they receive teachings from his guru, the Lambrum teachings, or see, Bodhicharitara, whatever. The sand is not ordinary sand. It's much finer, much more finer atoms, okay? And Pacific Ocean, not the Indian River Ganga, Pacific Ocean. So, can you imagine, how many eons? That many eons, okay? Equal number of these very fine atoms of the seven very fine atoms. I forgot the names of the Pacific Ocean. That many number of eons. So, how many arahatas? Equivalent number of the dust, the atoms of the universes, okay? So, what you offer then is every day 100 times of the divine food, means nectar, and the divine dresses. 100 different divine dresses and divine food. 100 divine food every day you offer to the Buddhas. Okay, I mean sorry, the Sultra Rilasa Arathas. Okay, equivalent number of the dust or the atoms or the atoms of the universes. Number of this, how many eons? The sand grains of the Pacific Ocean, okay, like that. So very tiny, very fine atom. So now compare two, Buddha manifest painting or figure, statue. Anybody just seeing, this merely seeing, you know, the figure or this. This collect greater, numberless greater merit, this one. Then the other one, every day, you know, 100 divine food present, that many eons, we say, small. But itself is just unimaginable, you see. I want to tell you that, you know, your plate, you see, filled with jewels over to the Buddha, over to the Arhatas. Amazing, you know. But now your house filled with jewels, complete jewels, you over to the Arhatas. Now you fill up your whole area, you see, filled with jewels. The whole country filled with jewels. And then over the Arhatas. Can you imagine? Now the whole world filled with jewels. Then over to the Arhatas, you know. Now here talking about, you see, universes, you see. yeah, I think it. Let me see. I think they say, maybe left out one there. I think they were, that's right. So every day, 100 divine food and divine dress. Arhatas, how many equal number of the atoms of the universes? Okay, eons, how many eons? Equal number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. But the very subtle atom. Okay. So it is really amazing, you know. It's really amazing. But now, just somebody merely seeing Buddha in the Tanga or the statue, see, form. This form of, you see, you collect numberless great merit. Numberless. The other one, small, becomes small, you see. So now on top of that, if somebody prostrate, somebody make flower offering, you see, it's giving an example, but making an offering or prostration or whatever, you see, to the holy object, you see, statues, stupa, whatever, or actually doing something, you see. Oh, now, again, here, numberless great merit, so much more than seeing, just merely seeing the Buddha in the form of figure and the statue, see, you know, the painting or the statue, see. Now they become small compared to somebody prostrate with two hands like this, or you see, even without, no question, but like full length, but even somebody would do like this. And the make flower offering or whatever, see, whatever offering, you know, food offering, whatever, see, so forth, you know. Now they hear much far more greater merit, numberless far more greater merit. Just that's how they explain it. Buddha in the sutra, you see, like that. So there, so you see here, and if you put like this, what's that?
Dinner, Rinpoche.
Oh, I see.
It's time to eat dinner.
Huh?
It's time to eat dinner.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, just finish. So just, if you just put palms together like this, when you see a statue or painting of Buddha, you see a statue, stupa, scripture, any Buddha's relics or anything, you see. The minute when you put palms together like this, there's 10 benefits you get. 10 benefits you get, 8 benefits you get. So the very important 8 benefits you get immediately. So you get a higher birth next lives, good body, perfect body. You see, you achieve next lives, higher birth, but good, perfect. So some choreo children there. Then you achieve, cessation of the true suffering, true cause of suffering. See, last one, the enlightenment. So the minute when you put together like this, the painting of Buddha and the statue of Buddha, see, the minute we do that. you get susang, good birth, you see, perfect body next lives. Koryo, then you have a perfect surrounding people. So you see, you know who helped, whose wishes are, according to your wishes, who is supportive to you. So then you can benefit many sentient beings and the teaching Buddha, you see, and you can practice Dharma. So you see, so then you are able to practice, morality. Very important. Without that, cannot achieve higher birth, cannot achieve liberation, cannot achieve enlightenment. Without morality, cannot have attainment, okay? So very important. So next one is devotion. Devotion. Without devotion, then cannot. Without devotion, and then no realization. You know, cannot achieve liberation, enlightenment. Okay, cannot liberate other sentient beings. Cannot enlighten other sentient beings. Poba chodan. So then you get a courage. Okay. You get courage, you know, that you can do works for us among many people. You see, you can do things. You see, service for many sentient beings. Courage. Then to do courage doing things in among many people. You see, then you get reborn, devahimi rebirth, and then you achieve the everlasting happiness. You see, the total cessation of true suffering, true cause of suffering. See, the cessation of the suffering, rebirth, death, old age, sicknesses, total cessation. You never experience this, you know, by seeing the cause, karma, and delusion. So the last one is the enlightenment. And so just putting palm like this to any whole object, you see, it starts with even visualized. So you get these 8 benefits. Then there's the 10 benefits. There are 10 benefits also. There's a little bit different. Two types of 10 benefits. So that's just there. You see, just the minute when you put like this, when you see Buddha statues like this, there's very important 8 benefits, you see, like that. So it's very important at the house. Not only center, but even house, to have many holy objects, but of course respected. Not put on the floor, some kind of like that, you see, like, you know, see. Anyway, so respected, you see. Then every day, not there just a show, kind of not, like museum, kind of not that, you see. You must use for practice, not like show, like not like museum, you know. Your house is not a museum, you see. So if possible, every day, when you enter each time in your room, you put your palms, you put palms together each time. Each time when you enter the room, you put palms together. That's excellent. You can practice like that. That you see. You can do like this, but you just think you, to every whole object, it's okay. You don't have to, you know, can do like that, but you know, at the upper house, you see, not this time, but in the past, offer a whole incense, then offer to the whole world filled with many deities, you know, many. So Shakyamuni Buddha, the Lama Tsongkhapa, then Jenresi, the men there. Then there's so many, for say. So I offer. I mean, here it is prostration, but also you offer incense. It combines two things, you see. You get 10 benefits. There's also incense. So you do like this, then Jenresi, then you make prayer, offer, then you do prayer. Generosity to generate greater compassion, to be able to take full responsibility of sentient beings and to bring enlightenment to the person. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, that, you know, say, that I have met the peerless founder, Buddha Dharma, I have met is by your kindness, and may all the sentient beings also meet Buddha Dharma. Or that was the, you develop compassion, you know. You develop compassion for us and beings for many eons, and they see, collected the merits of three countless great eons, and complete the merits of wisdom, virtue, and each of two guys reveal us unmistakable paths of enlightenment. So may I bring all sentient beings, you see, to enlightenment, in this path, and cause them to achieve enlightenment. So, then here, prostration, and also carrying incense. So, it becomes two things together, you see. So it's more beneficial, I say. In one act, you know, taking more opportunities, So, then Lama Tsongkhapa did all the three times, made this collect. Actually, like that, the prayers were done like begin like that. Did all the past, but which made the collect others. Then I say, may I benefit like sky to sentient beings and teaching Buddha by having the same quality within me as you have in all the lifetimes. So that this prayer, you know, so you prostrate, offer, then think this. So it's very good. Then, so you can order. Can do that, you see. So order, then you see the main one, then is order. You can just think I'm prostrating, make offering to all, you see. So you don't have to go, one-to-one Buddha, you don't do that, you know. So you just do like this, you know, to all the holy, like that. Or is a man think, I'm offering this prostrating offering to all the holy in here, it's got done. So if you're in the temple, there's millions of, you know, holy objects, statues, paintings on the walls, many. So in your mind, you think, I'm prostrating, making offerings and prostrating to all the holy objects here. You know, the small ones, big ones, many, you see, in the temple, you see. So you just think that, just get done. So you create cause for enlightenment. How many holy objects there are, you create cause for enlightenment, you see. I mean, there's one 1,000 or million, however, you see. You're done, you see. I prostrate to all the holy objects in this world. Then you think, best thing, you think guru. All these are good, manifestation of guru, you see. That's the best one. Because then becomes guru, your practice. Then you prostrate to make offering. then the highest merit. With each one, you create highest merit. How many? 100,000 billion whole objects there, you see. Oh, so then more objects merit, you see. So that this should get done within that second, you see. With that has a few seconds, it should get done. So that, yeah. But then, if you can do like that, but then if you look at them, if you look at them, you know, as a, not each Buddha like that, like, you know, that takes a lot of time. But if you look at them, you know, it has a, you know, it has impossible. See? Yeah, I just mentioned before. So you can see if you look at, you know, if you look at. So it's very important to look. Very important. I mentioned the benefits before. So very important to look at the whole objects, you know. See, as a minute, in your house, see, has a special, you know, in morning, see, do that before you go to work. You know, they say, then, I mean, if possible, more is better, you know, a few times, you know, I say, but at least even one time. When you enter the house, if you don't remember every, it doesn't get done every time, but many, you see, you put the palms together in the, yeah. So these, I think I'm present to all the whole objects like that. So it's coming in the house, see, like that, you know. So the, even unable to do it every time, but as a minute, as many as one can. So it's, then you're making your life meaningful. Taking essence in the life, taking essence in the Lama Tsongkhapa explained in the countless good qualities. See, unimaginable, you know, they, making so meaningful, useful, say, for sentient beings. You know? That's the, or to achieve enlightenment, then you can dedicate merits for all sentient beings, you know. Give merits to all, give away all the merits. And then all the result, happiness, enlightenment, everything, you give way to all sentient beings. And then you collect, and again, with each of those, with each merit, with each result, happiness, you see, after enlightenment, you give all sentient beings, you see. Oh, then you numberless merit. Wow, so much, unbelievable. So that, so I think, also what I was going to say is, so I would like to thank very much. The very first brother here Robin. My memory is so bad. Very much. of course, the key thing is the, you know, teacher. Yeah, development center. Everyone who's doing various activities, you know, the thing, but the main thing is they are the teacher. So Geshe Galaxy, his compassion, his sincere heart compassion, and his wisdom. You see, dedication. So really, I appreciate very much. Last time, also this time, so I highly appreciate. Then I say. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart. Then the Dennis, the essential education. Thank you very much for her. Excellent, you know. I think very. Dennis, I think. So essential education. So thank you very much. Great. That I said, I'm very happy. You know, your energy, your wisdom, really making useful this one to the world. So I'm very happy, which brings source of peace and happiness to the world. Okay? Just stop war, all the harmful things, you know, do not rise. Stop disease from need karma. Then you see war, famine, disease, torture. So there, sicknesses, all these things to stop. Earthquake, to stop earthquake. So by stopping need karma, you stop earthquakes. Fire, danger of fire. In America, always there's danger of fire, one after another, sometimes two times. I don't know what is happening in other countries now, but you don't hear much. So there's a fire, water, case all that, you see. So thank you very much. Then that really will help so much for the world peace. And okay, now and then Mongolia, Sherry. So Sherry, so anyway, wherever she is. What? Okay, Sherry. So I just want to say, Katakimarwa. Where? I think.
So we would like to, from the Kadamba Center, we would like to express our thanks to Sompe family to helping, you know, to helping to us to build the entire altar and all the Buddha scriptures. So we request Rinpoche to present the offering from the center. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. So they took him in best. So they, I think, maybe everybody may not know, but the key people might know, but they're making 1,000, you know, they already finished already they finished 540. I mean, I was there, so I started to make open eye or one Buddha just to so that you get to get an idea of traditional how to open the eye, you see. So so yeah, 540, right? No. Already finished. So that unimaginable so it is true that statues of Guru Satyamani Buddha is a very extremely beautiful statue. I was in Italy many years ago. This city where there's no car, but a huge houses, you know, buildings, but there's no car, not allowed. There's no car. There's a water, you know, lake pops and round. I don't know what it's called, that Italian city. Venice. Is it called Venice? No cars allowed. Yeah. So there was one center there. The center was inside or outside? I'm not sure. One center, but now it doesn't exist. It's small center. It was there for many years. So I was doing preparation for initiation or something like that. So that statue was the main holy object there in the center, you know. This size, very beautiful, you know, all the hands, everything, very natural, you know, a kind of beauty. See, nothing kind of a concrete heart, you know. So I saw this so beautiful. Then I brought that to Lama Tsongkhapa Institute and then tried to make mold. See, then I took the transparent one. Anyway. So then took Nalanda, and then now Nalanda about 1,000, you see, paint gold, you see. So I think they, very extremely kindly, you know, to the responsibility to make the statue, you see. I mean, of course, you have to buy all the, you know, a lot of expenses to buy the plaster, all these, you know, the mission, so many things. So they very kindly accepted for the center here, 1,000 statue of Buddha. So there's really, I've seen other places, even in California, Aptos House, we have that block. But somehow the face, you see, need a little smile, but say maybe my bad karma, could not see. But then at his house, at their house, they painted gold. It looks like a little smile there. So I think their karma, you see. They good karma. So anyway, so extremely kind. We were talking. So anyway, I enjoyed very much, enjoyed so much their house. They're very sincere, extremely sincere, really sincere people, extremely devoted people, both of them. So he was a pilot in Vietnam. You see, he was a pilot. For two years he had to go to throw bombs, you know, during the Vietnam War. Under the Americans. Some days could throw bomb by aeroplane, you see, has to go. Then some days free, 1 week, you know. So for 2 years like that. The airplane was so high, he could not sit down there. You know what happened? You see, so he get advice. So throw here, throw there, so like that. You see, so then came to United States, and so very good-hearted, very sincere, basically human being, very very good, very good. I think very good Buddhist. I was so impressed that even though I have one small house there, after the house, workshop, satsa, you know, different size of statues, different size of stupas, many. But of course, I was not working inside the nuns. One nun did it for a long time now, then Swiss nun, she did it, you know. So anyway, sometimes, you know, the statues, Western people are not respectful, you see, they're just broken and these they put there. But they're extremely neat. They're in all, shelves, and so well taken care of, and no mess. Unbelievable. That shows a real good sign of good Buddhist, you know, to respect Buddha. So, so I was very impressed. Anyway, unbelievable kind, you know, to be able to sponsor this 1,000 Buddha for sentences. So I said maybe we should put some Buddha here. I was saying, otherwise people cannot see the Buddhas. whatever you can fit here, you know, so that many people get to rejoice and many people collect unbelievable merit, as I already told. So, so great. And so I heard that they retired, and then they want to dedicate all their life making Buddha, you know. Whole day life want to make Buddha. So I think it's really, I was really, really impressed to see that. So I think, I didn't finish. and then Julia, especially. billions, zillions of tanks. Really great, you know, from heart. from, you know, really offered from the heart, dedication, you see, for so many years. How many? 8 years?
Nine years.
So tomorrow, 10 years. So anyway, it's unbelievable. So thank you very much. So anyway, it's great. So then the Dennis, as mentioned before, thank you so, thank you very, very much for that. And then Sherry, the other. So I want to say the nunnery, you know, the Mongolia. This is the first nunnery. There was no nunnery. There was the Garden Monastery. The main monastery has 100,000 monks one time in the past before Russia took over. And they say when the monks go for pee pee. So I think they drink where the water goes. They say even four years baby it can be taken by the pee pee. <You know? laughs> that was the explanation. See, when they go pee pee, so many monks. You see, pee pee then drink. What do you call where the water goes? What do you call?
Huh?
And drain, you see, the poorest baby get carried away. So anyway, so but many experts, top learned, you know, great experts, many learned Geshe Lamas happened in Mongolia, unbelievable, you see. So now those old ones, there was only one or two left, but now I think I'm not sure even there's one or not. Those are learned ones. I think most gone. There's old ones. There's still some, but the learned ones, I think it's almost maybe. I don't know whether there's one or not. But now many young Mongols goes to monasteries like the Devon to study. You know, study, but it's difficult. But it's because there's influence like Korea, Japan. You see, you know, married, but then. Wife, children, but also called monks. So they, in the Japan, Korea, so there's a lot of that kind of thing there, Mongolia, majority. So very difficult to last monk there, you know, kind of, So anyway, so there are many studying in the monastery, so hopefully come back and help Mongolia too, spread them. So this nunnery is the first time, never happened nunnery before in Mongolian history. This is the first time nunnery. When we came there, there's a lady who had this Tara temple, you see, this old Tara temple, I think maybe 100 years ago, offered us, so then we start nunnery there. there's so many, you know, women there want to become nun, but I think, no room or limited facilities, can't put, you see, many. So that, so my idea is that nunnery to develop, to build new temple and then many rooms. So and then of course to have very good discipline, good education, studying Buddhist philosophy and practice. So that's the kind of that's the idea. they're doing good. They're okay. Guided by nuns from Kapan. need to develop and so the to really make it beneficial for the Mongolia, you see, the example of women, you see, to really beneficial, you know, have Dharma education, benefit in practice and help, you see. So hopefully, so I'm very happy. So I'm very happy from here, Kadamba Center, from here. The many people say they help for that nunnery. I think I'm extremely happy to be here today. The past, I hear, but today I hear more details, you know, I hear. So something I have in my heart to really develop this nunnery. I think it's very, very important. So I want to say thank you so much for that, really. Something I have in my heart, but I'll be going to Mongolia soon. There's some gatherings there. I was going to go last time, but they say it wasn't a good time. So then, of course, Stupa asked me, so thank you. So billion zillion thanks to Don. And then the other people who helped Stupa, you know, what's his name? Jim and anybody, see. I want to thank you very much. Akishla, yes. Thank you. So I want to thank you very much to everybody. So that's very wonderful. I don't have much words to say, but everything's so wonderful. That's great. They're able to, so many different ways to benefit with sentient beings. That's what it is. So many different ways to benefit sentient beings, to bring knowledge teaching Dharma. So I think it's great. So I think that's about it. So so idea is, what? Oh, as you say. So the money offerings, I want to offer back to Stupa, because if we need quite a bit of money to complete, so I want to offer back. So to benefit for all sentient beings. Yeah, okay, so. Yeah. Omao, omao. What? Oh, I see, yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I left our tendon, sorry. It's a Julian tendon, but a tendon. So, thank you very much. So many billion thanks. Thank you very much. Okay. So that's okay, that's it. Yeah, okay, that's it, yeah. What? Jaina, huh? the merit box. Yeah. So, Jaina? Jaina, thank you very much. So, Jaina, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Billions and zillions, okay. So, thank you very much for your hard work and service here. For merit box, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, sure. So that's about it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then back. Okay. So I think. Process. Lama la jabzu chivo sangha che la jabzu ke dun la jabzu ke dun la jabzu chivo. Yeah, this is it for this. Since I don't have it for everybody, so I think the very beginning Katama Center, Don Brown, so maybe this is Don Brown, okay? Okay, awesome. So now, break?
There will now be a 45-minute dinner break, and then Rinpoche will be back. So we'll start back at 9 o'clock. If you bought dinner, you take your meal ticket out, and in about 5 minutes or so, they'll be ready to give you dinner and water. If you did not purchase a meal, there are likely to be extras, so you can still buy one. They're $10. And just allow just a few minutes maybe for them to set up the meals.